So, does your pet give you attitude? Does it communicate? Most pets do after a while. In the beginning, the pet kind of has to get a feel for you. You can't really speak its language quite yet because the dog has its own language to begin with. Unless you get it as a puppy, then it kind of just evolves into your arms. But the thing about pets is when you have them for a while, you get a bond, and that bond is only forced upon that animal because it has to be with you. If the animal was left to its own devices, it may perish quick. It might not find food, it might get hurt, it might just blindly go into traffic. It just seems like that's what a child does, so you keep it inside for a while until it realizes it's strong enough and aware enough of the things inside. Like getting swatted for eating food or spanking for being a bad boy or girl. You kind of learn in your house what the outside's going to be like. But if your mommy and daddy just leave you to your own devices, kind of like let your pet shit everywhere and chew up things and bark and bark and bark and bark, that shows the command that you're letting the dog be itself, which is fine because it's a natural animal. But then you expect it to act like a docile animal when you don't even treat it that way. Well, when you finally get to the point where this animal, either a cat or a dog or a squirrel or a snake, kind of affectionately, I don't know, lets you know it's aware of you when you have that connection. That wasn't done with any words. That wasn't done with any monetary value, that wasn't done with any incentives, that wasn't even done in any language that you could write down, unless you did it after the experiment's over. Which basically is what we have today, is everything was written down after it was done as an experiment to see what happens, so they wrote it down, and then hopefully that paperwork carried on, and you're lucky to have any information. That's why the Bible is the strongest thing, but it's been tailored so much. But along the way, some of the superior beings are like, you can't change the Bible. There will be some things in there you just can't get rid of, no matter how hard you try to hide. And that's basically daily living. So what they do is they change your life, kind of like changing that pet's life, into being in a certain line with their certain futuristic progressions. So in these futuristic progressions, they foresee what they want as an outcome. So to get there, they have to corral the cows into a certain maze of bumping into certain things to go a certain way without going outside of their plan. Just like when you put a mouse in a maze, the mouse can only go through that maze that's built. It can't go through a maze that's not built. It can't go through its own maze in its mind. It can't go through its own maze in the next room. It can only go through the maze that it's inside. So that's our lifestyle. That's our bodies. That's our own individual thing. As you're going through this now in a vehicle that has labyrinths inside of itself. And once you realize that everything outside of you is reflected from what's the inside, you'll be able to curtail certain things. And that's why we stick our head out the door and we don't hear yelling and screaming and carrying on and banging and crashing and armor clamoring, and you don't hear people digging ditches, you don't hear people chipping away at mountains, you don't hear none of that stuff because it's all been done already. And now we're living inside the little construction that we have to be quiet. Don't force one another to do certain things, but you kind of end up doing that just to get your own satisfaction. If I wanted people to be quiet, I'd just basically start being loud. That's a weird thing, though. That's just strange. And then when people are loud, one, you either tell someone else how loud they are and complain, blah, 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 and hopefully that will send a message to the cosmos. We always think that. We always think when we talk to somebody, and if you explain something to somebody, and if they understand it, that hopefully that stuck to the universe out there, and it'll carry on. When half the time when you talk to somebody the words will just fall right to their feet. I mean, a lot of times it won't even go into their head. So just like a dog, you have to have that sensibility, or a cat. Cat just will do its own thing, but it knows it has food waiting, and it knows you care because it isn't being harmed by you. And a dog, on the other hand, can have another sensibility where it relies on you for the food, water, the bed, the shelter, and then it protects you because it wants to protect its own individual needs. But the thing is, a pet doesn't use language to communicate, and we lost all that ability to communicate with the entire world and all its things and all its things that used to be, because a piece of metal used to be something else in the ground, just like a lamp and a light bulb. That glass used to be something else in the ground, and the construction of all the wood and the lamp and the shade material and the construction of the lamp itself and the wiring of it, and then the copper was mined somewhere else. It's like you don't realize the thing, you just go, that's a lamp, boom, give it, hand it, I want it, it's mine, I want this, now I want different colors and shapes and sizes. When you don't realize the design that went into it, and then the design that went into the design. So when a pet walks around, it doesn't know what to design. It doesn't design things. It might make things more comfortable for itself, like its bed, or refuse to eat certain foods because it made it feel really weird. You know, a dog knows. That's why a dog can't eat half the shit we do. But at the same time, we lost that communication out there, and it's also a spiritual one, because it goes right down to being able to spiritually talk to the father that gave you the spark of life, or the mother that's nurturing you with its fruits and vegetables and air and water on earth. You know, we lost that communication. Some of us get it back. And in the next 18 years, I think a lot of people are going to start getting that, but a lot of people are going to refuse it. And that refusal is going to grow so rampantly that's going to make the whole reason why we haven't succeeded as a humankind to the potential that we could, even in the duration we've been here. I mean, in 200 years, we went from horse and buggy to cell phones and hovercrafts and giant cities that can basically harbor a million people, and that can happen in 200 years, and here we are 2023 years past the beginning of that calendar, which basically is 59 or 5619 or 5916, one of the two actual years. I can't realize it. We're almost reaching the 6,000 year mark. 5916. Yeah, getting close to the 6,000 mark. Yeah, because 46, I have to do some math here, but that's when everything starts going, and we're going to realize that it's all going to be reset, because if 80% of the population took the vaccine, they're not going to be around in 10 years. And the other 30 or so percent, 20%, 25 we'll give it at least, will be the one, a third will be left, because a third and a third and a third gives you the whole. So two-thirds of that is going to be depleted, deleted, and removed, and flushed, and killed, and calcified. And just like in the days of Sodom and Gomorrah, when a whole city was turned to stone, I mean, that's just, okay, Pompeii. They had to pour plaster on the bodies because it was decomposing so fast. So how long have these bodies been there? And how can you flash freeze and flash fossilize something like a jellyfish? So it had to have been just like a big dump from the simulacrum just dumping on us right in the middle of somebody fucking and making a baby. Kablam! The wall falls on you. You know, you're going to be frozen in time. So by the time they get that rubble, they're not going to know what is you and what is rubble, because it'll all be dried, wouldn't it? They have to have forensic scientists that have to peel layers and analyze each layer to get the dating of each layer as they go. And then they just use their own math to figure out what that last layer would be. And they can't figure that out because that layer, we don't know how long that layer's been there. When a giant falls down to the ground, it turns into a rotted mess. And for all we know, you'll be climbing through mountains of just a giant's butthole going into its stomach. It just happened to calcify and fossilize, just like any other thing. If a jellyfish can fossilize, then a human can fossilize. And if you're a mile high, you're going to turn into a mile high pile of calcified mess.